Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and t-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Hey wife, did you know that Anchor is sponsoring our show?
Really? Don't we use Anchor to distribute our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts?
Yeah, and we are on just about every other platform available as well, thanks to them.
Why do we use Anchor as our podcasting service?
Well, they make editing and distributing our show a breeze.
What if one of our listeners wants to start their own podcast?
Then they should head over to anchor.fm or download the app to get started.
Awesome! You guys should go do that right now! Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Let's see. You broke into B.A. Baracus' voice, or wasn't it?
What? Oh, pity the fool.
Pity the fool, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, we found out that aloe vera's out and Elisha's bones are in.
Aloe vera?
Yeah, what? Like, you know, you keep around the heel wound and shit, but I mean, why keep that if you got Elisha's bones for resurrections, you
Did
know?
Did you just pull that out of your ass?
Yeah.
Like, right now?
Right now.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I was gonna say something like, Jessica and Jennifer and Jerome and Jeremy and Jim and Joe Bob and Jalila and all kinds of names that start with J.
Right.
They were all kings and they did kingy things.
Yeah. They sure did.
And then Elisha died.
Yeah. But then resurrected somebody after he died.
His bones did.
His bones did.
And he made somebody fire arrows and bang them on the ground.
Right.
He threw it on the ground.
Why didn't you do it 5 times, damn it?
Stupid.
Now you did it only 3 times.
No!
Asshole.
And Bananarama.
What?
Aram.
Oh.
Beat them, or they beat Aram. Bananarama.
What the fuck?
Rumblamaging.
Rambling.
That's what I felt like that whole chapter was, just rambling.
Got it.
Jump, jive, and then you wail.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, that was 2 Kings chapter 13.
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're doing
2 Kings chapter 14.
All right, let's go do this.
Let's.
Hey, wife, do you like coffee in the morning?
I sure do, husband. Morning, noon, night. Which reminds me, I need to add that to our grocery list because we're running low.
Wait, before you do that, check out the website ungodlybrew.com where you can purchase a pound of your favorite flavor of coffee.
What if I want more than 1 pound?
Either order a larger amount, or better yet, get 10% off by setting up a subscription for every 2 weeks or a month or whatever works for you.
Did you set up something special for our listeners?
You know I did. Exclusive for our listeners, get an additional 10% off subscriptions by entering the code SACRILEGIOUSCOFFEE at checkout.
That's a hellishly good deal.
Ungodly Brew is hellishly good coffee.
Okay, 2 Kings, chapter 14.
Okay.
It starts off with the guy Amaziah, but I have to tell you something real quick.
Okay.
The name Amaziah, for some reason in my head, it was going, Amaziah. And that made me think of that old Chef Boyardee commercial, Hooray for Beefaroni.
Wow, that is a, that's interesting.
That's a sick burn?
That's not a sick burn.
That's not a sick burn.
No.
That's a deep cut.
That's
what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Deep cut.
That, we'll go with that. Yeah, sure.
I mean, that's not something that you would pull out.
I was thinking it was a weird connection. Like,
Amaziah.
No.
Hooray for Amaziah.
But yeah.
Sometimes when things have really good syllable beats, mm-hmm. it makes me think of other things with similar syllables.
Got it.
Unlike when people have the same letter of the first name. That just sucks.
That was horrible.
But Amaziah.
Right.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's fun. Yeah. Okay. Amaziah, Beefaroni, son of Joash, began to rule over Judah in the second year of the reign of King Jehoash of Israel.
Got it.
Amaziah.
Oh my God.
He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years.
29.
His mother was Jehoiadin from Jerusalem.
His mother's name started with a J too? Jesus Christ.
Get the fuck out of here with that. Fuck. You are lying. Amaziah.
Oh my God.
Did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight, but not like his ancestor David.
Yeah, David was so much better than Amaziah.
Amaziah was awesome. I think he was better than David because his name was more fun. Are you irritated yet?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Instead, Amaziah followed the example of his father, Joash. Amaziah did not destroy the pagan shrines, that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
And the people still offered sacrifices and burned incense there.
What an asshole.
So he
wasn't
all that.
But he was still good.
He was almost as good as David.
But not quite as good as David.
His hair was not as pretty.
Right, yeah. It's all about the hair.
It's all about that hair. About that hair. What?
Nothing.
If you can't make it a song, it's not worth saying.
Got it. Okay.
When Amaziah was well established as king, he executed the officials who had assassinated his father.
Fair.
Because remember.
So I guess either they were working for him and he was like covering up his tracks, or they weren't working for him and he was like, fuck you.
Fuck you for killing my dad, even though
but
it made
like,
me be
either
a king.
Way, they never did really explain why he assassinated them.
No.
Or why they assassinated them.
It's like he ruled for all these years and they were like, cool. And then they were like, okay, but no, we're done with you now.
Right.
Yeah. Out of the blue.
Yeah.
However, he did not kill the children of the assassins.
That's awfully nice of him.
I love it when people don't kill children.
Yeah, that was really great.
For he obeyed the command of the Lord as written by Moses in the book of the law.
Can you imagine if law was like it was back in biblical times? Like if, you know, something happened to your dad, you got punished for it.
Right.
Died. you know, essentially.
But he followed the law that said parents must not be put to death for the sins of their children, nor children for the sins of their parents, even though God does it all the fucking time.
Right? Yeah.
Those deserving to die must be put to death for their own fucking crimes.
I mean, that's what I go. I mean, that's what I would think. Yeah.
Right. Did you know that in Alabama right now, they're talking about ways to kill prisoners? They've been arguing apparently over whether this new cocktail of nitrous something or other is
humane. Right.
And they decided, no, I guess not. So instead, they're just continuing on with their lethal injection, one of which took 3 hours kill somebody. And one of the doctors on site is reported as having said that the people administering it were incompetent to the point of danger.
Wow.
And he was saying that about people whose job was literally to kill somebody.
Right, right.
Right, yeah. The good stuff, those Christian people that like to murder people.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Prisoners.
I don't know that that has anything to do with Christianity, but...
Well, it's the Christians that are for it.
Generally speaking, not always, but, I mean, the act itself is a job that somebody's doing. Now, should you want that job? I wouldn't think I would want that job.
I don't want that job.
It is somebody's job, not a Christian thing.
But so
it's kind of unfair to lay that on
Christianity. Okay, hold on. The job itself, yes, can be done by whoever is in that position. But the notion of killing prisoners, that is led and pushed by Christians.
And again, generally.
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 Generally, but...
It is not a Christian cause, so to speak, but it is...
But the Christians are for it.
It is generally on that side of things.
The Christians are for it.
Again, generally.
Because they do not actually...
There are many Christians who are not for the death penalty, so...
Well, I bet that those same Christians that are not for the death penalty are probably more pro-choice, and they do not represent the majority of Christians.
Well, and I would imagine that there are actually some atheists who are pro death penalty. Murdery
things?
Yeah.
Well, those people suck.
Well,
and I'm just saying. I think they're trash.
I'm just saying.
You should not be for the death of people. That's all.
Right. I agree.
Okay.
But just saying, it's not a Christian thing necessarily.
Whatever. I disagree with you.
Okay.
Okay. Amaziah also killed 10,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt.
What a great guy.
Salt and pepper.
Killing 10,000 of those people.
He also conquered Selah and changed its name to Jokthiel, as it is called to this day.
Okay. I've never heard of that place.
I haven't.
But that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
I was going to say, I haven't heard of a lot of places.
Right. No, I'm just saying.
One day, Amaziah sent messengers with this challenge to Israel's king Jehoash. I'm so sorry. I keep fucking that name up really
bad. Right, because it starts with J.
Yeah. Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz and grandson of Jehu. So he made this challenge. Come and meet me in battle, bitches.
Yeah.
But King Jehoash of Israel replied to King Amaziah of Judah with this story. Out in the Lebanon mountains, a thistle sent a message to a mighty cedar tree. Give your daughter in marriage to my son. Because trees and thistles have daughters and sons.
I'm assuming that this is some sort of a...
It's a parable.
You know, yeah.
But just then, a wild animal of Lebanon came by and stepped on the thistle, crushing it. You have indeed defeated Edom, and you are proud of it, but be content with your victory and stay at home. Why stir up trouble that will only bring disaster on you and the people of Judah?
Right.
What a fucking strange parable. Why did he need to be like, you're strong, you thistle, but you could get stepped on,
right.
So don't be all thistling.
Well, he's probably trying to stroke his ego while saying, you know, no, you're going to get your ass crushed.
I guess.
I mean, that's all.
It just seems like a really, I don't know. One day a pencil said to a pen, you know what I mean? Like, whatever, weirdos. But Amaziah refused to listen. So King Jehoash of Israel mobilized his army against King Amaziah of Judah. Okay. See, I told you that Judah and Israel were at odds.
Absolutely right.
You were trying to tell me I was wrong.
No, it was all the J's. It fucked me up.
It did. It fucked us all up.
Right.
We all had troubles that day.
Yeah.
The two armies drew up their battle lines at Beth Shemesh in Judah.
The place was a popular place back then.
Mm-hmm. Judah was routed by the army of Israel, and its army scattered and fled for home.
Wait, who routed who?
I forgot to pay attention. Okay, Judah was routed by the army of Israel.
Oh, so they were right.
Yeah. Okay. And its army scattered and fled for home. King Jehoash of Israel captured Judah's king, Amaziah, son of Joash, and grandson of Ahaziah, at Beth Shemesh.
But I know he reigned for 29 years, so is this like...
Is this towards the end?
Is this at the end of the 29 years, or what?
He should have not been Thistlin.
Right? Yeah.
Then he marched to Jerusalem, where he demolished 600 feet of Jerusalem's wall from the Ephraim gate to the corner gate.
Damn.
You know the corner gate.
I don't know it.
The gate on the corner.
Yeah.
You know.
That one.
Yeah. He carried off all the gold and silver and all the articles from the temple of the Lord.
Oh, man.
He also seized the treasures from the royal palace along with hostages and then returned to Samaria.
So he didn't kill the king, though.
Nope.
At least not yet.
He just took his shit.
Right.
The rest of the events in Jehoash's reign and everything he did, including the extent of his power and his war with King Amaziah of Judah, are recorded in...
The Book of Chronicles of Kings of King's Chronicles.
The Kingly Chronicles of Kingness Kingships.
Right.
When Jehoash died, he was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel, and his son, Jeroboam II, became the next king. Fuck all you Jays. King Amaziah of Judah lived for 15 years after the death of King Jehoash of Israel.
Mm.
The rest of the events in Amaziah's reign are recorded in...
That same fucking book.
Yep. There was a conspiracy against Amaziah's life in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish.
Okay.
Lachish.
Got it.
But his enemy sent assassins after him, and they killed him there!
Man, his dad got killed by assassins, and he got killed by assassins.
Yeah, they...
That's some bullshit.
They ruled pretty long for having got assassinated, right? Though.
Yeah, both of them.
They brought his body back to Jerusalem on a horse, and he was buried with his ancestors in the city of David. All the people of Judah had crowned Amaziah's 16-year-old son, Uzziah, as king in place of his father, Amaziah.
Oh my God.
After his father's death, Uzziah rebuilt the town of Elath and restored it to Judah.
I don't quite understand why the one dude captured him and then let him go. Like, you're right? At war. Why would you just not finish him off?
I don't know.
It's almost like they were kind of like play war.
It's kind of like they're checking the box the way we're reading the Bible.
I guess, yeah. Like,
and then that, okay, whatever. And then I killed you, and then you killed
right,
us. And
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Jeroboam II, the son of Jehoash, began to rule over Israel in the 15th year of King Amaziah's reign in Judah.
Mm-hmm.
He reigned in Samaria 41 years.
Damn.
That's a long ass time.
Long time.
He did what was evil in the Lord's sight.
Son of a bitch. But he ruled for 41 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He was a badass motherfucker for 41 years.
Okay.
He refused to turn from the sins that Jeroboam of Nebat had led Israel to commit.
I mean, his name is literally Jeroboam II.
I know, right? Like, what you gonna do? Jeroboam II recovered the territories of Israel between Lebo Hamath and the Dead Sea, just as the Lord, the God of Israel, had promised through Jonah, son of Amittai.
Wait, so he's fulfilling the Lord's promise, but he did evil...
In the Lord's sight.
In the Lord's sight.
Yeah.
So, like, this is, like, shit, I'm just not understanding.
No.
Like, what this is exactly. Like,
he was good, but he was bad. He was bad, but he was good.
And they're bad, but they're still doing God's work sometimes, sort of.
In a way.
Kind of.
Today?
Maybe.
Then?
I don't know.
For a minute.
I don't really understand this shit.
This is dumb.
I mean...
I can't get into this.
It's just a lot of, like, kings and they're bad, or they're good, or they're kind of good, or they're bad, but not as good as David.
And not as bad as Jeroboam.
Not as bad as Jeroboam. But Jeroboam II, he reigned for 40 years, and he was pretty bad.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, there's that.
Right. For the Lord saw the bitter suffering of everyone in Israel, and there was no one in Israel, slave or free, to help them.
What do you mean?
they were so bad and there was nobody to help them not be bad.
Right. What? I mean, there is God.
There's themselves.
Right. They I mean, like, hypothetically, God could fix all of this.
Right. He could.
So, but he won't. The God, as it is in the Bible, I should say. I don't.
Yeah. Oh, right. In just, canon.
Yeah. In canon, yeah. God could fix all this.
And because the Lord had not said he would blot out the name of Israel completely, he used Jeroboam II, the son of Jehoash, to save them.
Oh. So he's like, I got nobody else. And y'all suck. He's but like, since I got nobody else,
I said I wouldn't squash you, and you're about to squash, so I guess I better unsquash you.
Right. I got no better picks, so this is, yeah. It is what it is, guys.
Oh, my team sucks. The rest of the events in the reign of Jeroboam II and everything he did, including the extent of his power, his wars, and how he recovered for Israel, both Damascus and Hamath, which had belonged to Judah, are recorded in...
The King's Chronicles or the Chronicles of Kings. Yeah. But he recovered them from Judah, which hypothetically, God's both on Judah and Israel. Oh, like, no. They're both on...
I know.
It's so fucking confusing.
I can't with this.
And like, oh...
I don't know whose team I'm supposed to be on, and right? It's all stupid. They're all bad.
It really is. Like this, I almost can't wait to read the Isaac Asimov version of Kings 2. Because
Kings 2?
Second Kings. Sorry, yeah. No, that was
you were trumping.
It's late. I'm
It was late, and you were trumping.
Yeah.
And speaking of, oh my God! Speaking of Trump, we saw a cloud in the sky tonight. Tell the people what it looked like.
I said, look, it's Trump's penis.
Because it did look like a penis, an erect penis, but it was like this teeny tiny mushroomy penis.
Yeah, it was like how, what's her name?
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels described it, yeah.
Yeah, it literally looked like it could have been Trump's penis up there in the sky.
It did. It really did.
It was very fun.
Yeah, I mean.
We were like, hey, look at that.
As far as clouds go, that one was up there.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. It was up there. It was up there.
Yeah.
Look at that Trump peen. It was pretty cool. Right.
Good stuff.
Insofar as penises can be cool.
Cloud penises especially.
Cloud penises.
Yeah. Right.
When Jeroboam II died, he was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Then his son, Zechariah, there we go, became the next king.
At least he had the good sense to not name him something that started with J.
Or Jeroboam III or 4th or 5th.
Yeah.
Zechariah.
Right. Yeah.
That reminds me of, there's a Dr. Seuss cartoon, like animated thing.
Mm-hmm.
Only his name was Zachariah, not Zechariah. But it's a Halloween special. So actually, this is the right time of year for it.
Gotcha.
You should watch it at the end.
Okay. All right. Well, that was 2 Kings chapter 14.
And,
yes. And tomorrow we'll be back with...
2 Kings chapter 15.
We'll see you guys then.
Boy.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.